Toolbar.
Hello everyone, this is Brandon Tyson, and in this recording, I thought that I would show you a little bit about the alarms app in Windows 8.1, as there are some users that are still using that version of Windows, and I thought it might be interesting to see what that looks like. We'll see how this goes. I'm fighting a cold at the same time, so I'll do my best to explain things and not confuse things too much because I'm still a bit tired from this, but we'll see how it goes. So I have my system set to go to the All Apps view when I open Start. So if I press Windows key,
All Apps list of programs in this view. Grouping. Alarms row 2 column 1.
I'll slow that down a little bit.
Rate 60. Rate 55.
And I'll press Enter on Alarms.
Alarms. Alarms window. Alarm collection list. Good morning. 7:15 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wed, Thursday, Friday, off not selected.
As far as I can tell, this does not give notifications for, or it does not give information about where you are in the list, so it doesn't say like 1 of 4 or something like that. But if you left and right arrow,
schedule rise, 12 p.m., Friday, on not selected. Alarm, 9:30 p.m., Monday, Wed, on not selected.
So you can see that there's three there. First, we'll look at the alarm tab and how to add a new alarm. So we're gonna do that.
2:01 p.m.
And I'm checking the time so I know kind of what we're looking at here. So we're gonna set this alarm for 2:05. So we're gonna tab.
Enable alarm toggle button pressed on.
Now we're gonna tab again.
Alarm tab radio button checked. Timer tab radio button not checked. Stopwatch tab radio button not checked.
So as you can already see, the layout of this app is not as intuitive.
Add new alarm button, add new alarm.
There's the button we want for add new alarm, so I'm going to press space.
Learn more button, learn more.
There's a notification there if we object navigate left.
Notifications will only show if the PC is awake. Notifications will only show if the PC is awake.
That's okay. Now, you can tab through here to add an alarm, but the easiest way to do it is actually to shift tab.
Chimes button chimes.
Your way through here. So we're going to set the sound first, so we're going to press space.
Close button. List. List item.
Now you notice these are not really labeled. But if you tab.
Chimes button.
And press space. Now, don't tab back to the list. You actually...
Chimes button focused.
You actually want to shift tab.
List item.
Then down arrow.
List item.
And you can hear what this one is.
Xylophone button.
I don't recommend pressing enter on the play button there, or the button that it's saying is xylophone button, because that could actually dismiss this.
List item. List item.
So as you can see, this part is very weird.
Chords button. List item. List item. Tap button.
So I'll just show you all these sounds.
List item. List item. Jingle button. List item. List item. Transition button. List item. List item. Descending button. List item. List item. Bounce button. List item. List item. Echo button. List item. List item. Ascending button.
So I'm going to choose my favorite.
List item.
Which is jingle, so...
List item. List item. List item. List item. List item. Jingle button jingle.
I remembered how many up it was, so I went up that many and then just hit enter to accept. Now I'm going to shift tab.
Repeats radio button not check repeats.
We're going to shift tab again.
Once radio button checked once.
Once is correct for the occurrence, so we're going to shift tab again.
P.M. Radio button checked.
Sorry about that, I cut off the speech there. P.M. is correct.
2:04 p.m.
We're actually going to set this for 2:10 probably.
A.M. Radio button not checked. Hours hand slider 16.
Now, this is weird with NVDA. Hours hand slider 16. Well, this is not, you know, you may be wondering, well, is it measuring this in 24 hour time? But if I up arrow...
25, 33, 41.
That's not how it works.
33.
Because 24 hour time doesn't have an hour that's 33.
25.
So these are
16.
Purely random numbers. So
8, 0.
0 corresponds to 12. If you go up from there,
8.
That's 1 o'clock.
16.
And that's 2 o'clock. If you were to use narrator, it will read this appropriately, and I will show you that before we save this. I'm gonna now shift tab.
Minutes hand slider 3.
So,
1, 0.
I'm back at the 0, 0 mark. So 0 in the minutes case stands for the top of the hour. So like 2 o'clock. So you can press page up and page down, but to make this demonstration easier, I'm just going to press up arrow 10 times.
1, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 13. 15, 16.
There we go. Now.
Edit. Selected alarm.
That's where you name the alarm. So now I'm going to tab back to the save changes button.
Once rate, repeat, jingle, learn, save changes button, save.
And press enter. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to show this to you with narrator.
Alarm collection.
So actually, I accidentally just saved it. But that's okay.
2:06 p.m. Schedule alarm.
So,
alarm. 9:30 p.m.
If I go to this one and press enter,
learn more button, learn more.
Now I'm at a point where I can show this to you with narrator, so I'm going to do that.
Sound recorder window, toolbar. Alt. Running programs. Current application sound recorder 2:04. Alarms 3:04. Alarms window, learn more button.
So, I'm going to shift tab now.
Shift. Jingle button. Tooltip. Jingle. Shift. Repeats. Radio button. Tooltip. Repeats. Selected. Once. Radio button. Tooltip. Once. Caps lock. Character reading off.
Okay, I just did that to make that easier.
Selected. PM. Radio button. AM. Radio button. Hours hand, slider at 2.
See, narrator reads this correctly.
Minutes hand, slider at 10. Alarm selected.
And that's the name, so.
Minutes hand, hours, AM, selected, selected, once, repeats, jingle button, learn more button, delete button, save changes button, cancel button, tooltip, learn more, tooltip, cancel.
So I'm going to press cancel.
Good morning, 7:15 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, schedule rise, 12, good morning, off, enable alarm, button, off.
I have no idea why this is not accepting the control key to silence the speech here, but...
Sound recorder window, stop recording button, Alt plus S.
Should be, I have no idea why.
Running programs. Current application desktop 3, narrator set, narrate, general, change how narrate, press it, help, exit, exiting narrator.
I'm gonna just restart narrator again. Right
sound there. Recorder window, toolbar.
Why is it doing that? That's really weird.
Running programs. Current application sound recorder 2:03, non-selected, Desk, narrate, general, change how narrator starts and other standard settings, button.
Well, at any rate.
Press it, help, exit narrator, exiting narrator.
I'm going to return to NVDA for this.
Desktop list.
Now.
2:09 p.m.
2:09, so I'm going to wait a second here for the alarm to go off, and then I will show you how you go about dismissing this. Now, there is a potential bug that can come up where when you go to dismiss the alarm, the dismiss and snooze buttons disappear. So,
alarms, alarm, 2, 10 p.m. tooltip.
Now, what you'll notice is the alarm kind of starts out soft, and then will get louder gradually. So, and I don't know if there's a pattern to what causes the buttons to disappear. I've been trying to figure that out. My alarm is almost at full volume now. So, I'm going to dismiss it. So, to do that, I'm going to hold down Windows key and press V as in Victor, just like how you acknowledge a toast.
Pain. Alarms. Alarm. 2. 10 p.m. tooltip.
Now I'm going to shift tab.
Dismiss button.
And the dismiss button is actually...
Alarms.
So there's the toast.
Toast close button.
You have toast close. Then you tab.
Snooze button.
You have snooze and then...
Dismiss button.
Dismiss.
Alarms. Dismiss button.
So I'm going to press space on dismiss.
Sound recorder. Dialogue.
So, the next part of the app we're going to look at is the timer. So, I'll show you how that works. And you can, of course, delete the alarms in there by hitting that delete button that we saw earlier. So, I'm going to go back into the alarms app.
All apps list of programs in this view. Grouping. Alarms row 2 column 1. Alarms. Alarms window. Alarm collection list.
We're going to tab.
Enable alarm tab radio button checked. Timer tab radio button not checked. Checked. English. United States. U.S.
So we're on the timer tab.
Timer tab radio button focus checked.
We're going to tab again.
Stopwatch tab radio button not checked.
Tab past there.
Add new timer button. Add new timer.
Let me see what I have
timer
first.
Collection list. Countdown. 10 minutes. Not started. 10 minutes zeros, add new timer button, add new timer.
I'll add one for 2 minutes, so this will again be kind of a goofy process like the alarm was, so I'll press space.
Timer collection list. Timer, not started. 0 hours, 0 minutes, 0 seconds, not selected.
So what happens here is you're actually placed in the list of timers again on this new one, so you're going to tab.
Edit. Selected timer.
You can name it. So I'll call this a minute and a half. I like to name my timers based on their time interval. So if I'm going through really quickly, I can I can identify them very easily. So I'm going to tab now.
Delete button. Delete. Second slider 0.
So there is no control for hours, you have seconds.
Minutes slider 0.
And then minutes. And I'm tabbing forward. This is why
alarm tab
the time order is really weird. So
timer collection list. Minutes slider 0.
So I'm gonna up arrow once. And you notice you didn't hear anything when I did that. But it did change.
Second slider 0.
Now I'm gonna move this up quickly.
8. 16, 25, 33, 41, 50.
Now, 50. So, you can figure the slider out with NVDA by figuring, you know, and I think this actually works for the alarm as well. You can figure the slider by, okay, if you know that the slider goes from 0 to 100, and the seconds go from, well, there's 60 seconds in a minute, so half a minute is 30 seconds, so obviously you want halfway on the slider. So that means you would have to, if the slider goes from 0 to 100, then half of 100 is 50, so.
Second slider 50 focused.
Now.
48.
That being 50, said.
51. 50.
Yep, it'd be right on 50. So, at this point, and the reason you can't do that.
Delete button. Minutes.
With the minute slider is because, that has to also accommodate hours. I have no idea why they didn't put a separate hours slider in there. But this is the Windows 8 version, and this was greatly simplified and made much more accessible in Windows 10, so.
Minute slider 0.
But.
Second slider 50.
Now, at this point.
Minute play toggle button not pressed.
To start the timer, you press the play button.
Pressed. Pause.
Now you can either leave this app open, or you can do what I like to do. I like to close the app, so I'm going to press Alt F4.
Sound recorder. Dialogue.
Okay. Excuse me. So, at this point, the timer is... The timer is, of course, counting down, and we will hear a sound when that finishes. I'm going to
folder
actually focus the desktop. There we go. And and that section of the app works much better with Narrator as well. Like I said, I'm not entirely sure why Narrator is not allowing Control to stop the speech. I'm really not sure why that is. It might be... I speculate that it might be something with the way that it's speaking of typed characters works. Fixed in Windows 10.
Alarms timer done. A minute and a half. 00 ratio 01 ratio 30 tooltip. Alarms timer done. A minute and a half. 00 ratio 01 ratio 30 tooltip.
So, this is a similar deal, where sometimes the buttons can disappear from this. But I can also tell that the buttons are going to be present because when the buttons disappear, the sounds do not start off quieter and get louder. So, that's another indicator that you can use as well. So what it's actually doing is starting at a lower volume and then working up. So I'm going to dismiss, so I'm going to do Windows V again.
Pain. Alarms timer done. A minute and a half. 00 ratio 01 ratio 30 tooltip.
And shift tab.
Dismiss button.
There's dismiss. Press enter.
Sound recorder.
Now for this next part, we're going to switch
exit
back to Narrator because it is absolutely impossible to show you the stopwatch with NVDA in any effective means. So.
Sound recorder window. Tool. Character reading on.
And we're going to do that.
Tap.
So that.
Selected. The beat. Control.
So, that way, it'll say control and it'll do all that stuff so that speech will actually kind of stop as it's supposed to. So,
with start menu, pane, alarms, 2 of 48.
There's usually a hint that it'll read on there.
Calculator, alarms. Launch alarms, non-selected, column 1, row 2.
So, I'll press enter.
Alarms window, good morning, 7:15 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, wed, Thursday, Friday, off, 1 of 4. Tooltip, here start, move your mouse pointer all the way into the corner and click, or press the Windows logo key, tip, keep moving your mouse pointer into the corner until it disappears, arrow pointing to lower left corner.
So narrator has a tendency to read that tooltip. Now, to show you the stopwatch, I'm going to tab over.
Off. Enable alarm. Selected. Alarm tab. Timer tab. Stopwatch tab. Radio button.
And we will press...
Non-selected.
Press space.
Selected. Stopwatch tab. Radio button.
Now I'm going to tab.
Off. Play. Button.
This also uses a
alarm
play
tab. Off. Play.
So,
button.
If I press space here.
On. Pause. Pause enabled.
Now, if I tab.
Lap button. Tooltip. Lap slash splits. Alarm tab.
You
lap button. On.
Really?
Pause. Selected.
Don't
stopwatch tab. On.
Anything here
control
by means of.
Lap button.
Looking at the time.
On. Pause. Button.
So I'm going to press pause.
Off. Play. Button.
Now, I'm going to use a narrator command. Caps lock left arrow.
Caps lock. Hours. Slider at 0. Disabled.
So the hour is at 0. So 0 hours.
Minutes. Slider at 0. Disabled.
The minutes are at 0. So 0 hours, 0 minutes.
Caps
and
lock.
And...
seconds. Slider at 25. Disabled.
We ran it for 25 seconds.
Selected.
So...
stop. Seconds.
Yep.
Control. Reset.
That's
control.
Why they're unavailable controls and trying to read them with NVDA would be difficult. And it would probably be really hard to make sense of it because, like I said, the way that it calculates the sliders is from 0 to 100. So... that would be a problem. So...
alarm tab. Reset button.
I'm going to press reset.
Alarm tab. Radio button.
And that's really it for the... for the...
sound
alarms...
button.
App.
Stop recording button, Alt plus S.
Again, I just wanted to show this to you, to kind of give you an idea of how it worked. And, hope you enjoyed this. If you'd like a more in-depth look at the Windows 10 one so you can do a comparison, feel free to let me know. So that'll do it for this recording. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.